From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Democrats around the nation have their eyes on a race in Georgia at the moment. They're hoping to flip the script in the age of Trump, so to speak. Arkansas doesn't look to be so competitive at this point, but if it happens anywhere, it'll probably be in the 2nd District U.S. House seat in Central Arkansas. And we might have an announcement of sorts today. Paul Spencer, a teacher at Catholic High School and frequent presence in Arkansas's activist scene, joins me in the studio. Thanks a lot for your time today, candidate.
Thank you very much.
Incumbent French Hill seems to be sitting fairly safely. You're certainly not a lifelong politician by any stretch, but you do have a lot of experience in activism regarding money in politics. Ethics reform come to mind. Why do you feel generally, though, compelled to run at this point in your life?
Well, my primary day job is a high school teacher, and I teach politics and government to high school seniors. And we spend about 9 weeks on the Constitution, and during that time, I talk about representative democracy and our representative form of government. And I tell them simply that it's a system by which a group of people choose another group of people to represent them in Congress. It seems like a very basic type of government, and it works very well. And it's working exceedingly well today, except for the fact that there is a special group of people, generally corporations and corporate people, and the donor class with names like Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Club for Growth, Wells Fargo, they're the ones that are typically getting the most representation. And of course, you know, the duty of a representative in the House of Representatives is to represent all of their constituents. But what I'm seeing and what I find most troubling is that the actual people of the 2nd District, people with names like Jacob Kaufman, Paul Spencer, and so forth, we don't get near the representation as these special interests and corporate persons. So oftentimes all that's left is a very little bit, and that's what the average Arkansan gets.
You mentioned the banking industry. Current Representative French Hill, former banker, sold his bank. He's in the House Financial Services Committee. It's something he'll really tout when he's running for office, that Dodd-Frank and other regulations put a wet blanket on the economy, is a phrase he uses often. Do you have any particular bones to pick with him about his positions on issues like Dodd-Frank or corporate interests in general?
Well, I've always had difficulty with corporate interests in general, and I've always had difficulty with the tax breaks that these entities get after 2008 and the banking bailout, you know, which is what necessitated Dodd-Frank. And that occurred because of the Glass-Steagall Act being rolled back during the Clinton administration. A lot of the problems that we're experiencing economically in this country today have direct lineage back to these actions. Now, I've known French for quite a while, Representative Hill, and I've asked him about Dodd-Frank, and I don't condemn his answer for it. Of course, he wants to roll that back. I, however, have to go back and say that when President Trump was candidate Trump, he proposed the reinstatement of the Glass-Steagall Act. So that's one issue that I would definitely support if the president were to do that. You know, that's the piece of legislation that came out of the Great Depression of the Roosevelt era that separated the speculators from the savers. And I would support that wholeheartedly and return to that.
More so than the financial industry, the hot button issue right now is, well, there's many, but one of them happens to be the attempted repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act. French Hill supported that in various forms during his tenure, the repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act. What do you think needs to happen with health care? Arkansas is especially susceptible to any changes because we're such a poor state.
Absolutely. Another issue that I like to talk about with my students is the concept of progress. Progress is a situation where things are better today than they were yesterday, and tomorrow holds the promise of being better yet. Prior to the Affordable Care Act, the so-called Obamacare, we had very little. We had tens of millions of people who were entirely uninsured. That step, albeit somewhat of a weak step, that was a step forward, going from very little social safety net to having at least a modicum of social safety net. With the Ryan agenda and the Ryan care or Trump care, however you want to phrase it, I definitely don't want to phrase it as an insurance plan, because it certainly doesn't seem to be that.
23 million people or so would lose their health insurance under the latest Congressional Budget Office.
Absolutely. And they project by 2026, about 9 years from now, that it's going to be 56 million or so.